Paul Ramo out here for Q92 Sports out here at La Caparra Valley High School. A send-off for the La Caparra Valley robotic team. They're qualified for state, and they'll be down at the state robotics tournament this tomorrow, Saturday. And with me, we'll let them introduce themselves, and then we'll talk a little bit about robotics. And who are you?
I'm Brandon Lund. I'm a sophomore, and I'm on the programming team and drive team.
Okay.
I'm Tyson Olson. I'm a sophomore. I'm on the build team, driving team, and I'm the safety captain.
I'm Bettina Redman. I'm a junior. I am currently on the build team and the drive team.
I'm Alexis Nygaard. I am a sophomore, and I am on the drive team.
I'm Maggie Raditz. I am a sophomore. I'm on the build team, drive team, and media team.
I'm Trinity Lindner, and I am on the build team, the drive team, and I'm also on the computer drafting team.
Okay, wow. So everyone's kind of got a place on the robotics team here. And we're going to have some, who's going to explain to our listeners what the robotics team is all about?
So basically through FRC, the competition, we get our, like the actual competition sometime early January. And from that point on, we have exactly 6 weeks to design and build a robot to compete based on specifications given. So when we go to competition, we have our qualification matches where we're put on a ranking system, and the top eight teams from that qualifying from those matches become alliance captains. Those captains are then choose two other teams for their alliance, and at our regional in Iowa, we ranked 17th, but we were chosen by the fifth place alliance captains, which put us in semifinals. We won both of our quarterfinal matches, and we were defeated by the first seeded team in semifinals.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the explanation there, Bettina. And tell us about the robot. So you got that when? Last spring?
Your name? I'm Tyson. And we started building it in January, and we just had the metal and stuff to put it together. And then we had to design it completely. And we change it over time, and then we get to what it is now.
Okay. And who do we have here? Brandon. Brandon Lund. Brandon, is there a theme to this? Does everybody have the same thing to build?
All the robots start from scratch.
Okay.
The theme this year is Steamworks. So there's like two airships on the field, and you have to deliver gears and score fuel in a boiler.
Okay. All right. So all the schools get the same robot to build, though, right? They're the same equipment?
No, right. They don't. They build it from scratch.
Okay.
So it's all their ideas, plans, anything.
Okay. And so what do you do down at, what do you do at these competitions, Brandon?
So you just have your alliances of three robots, and you just...
What is an alliance? Excuse me.
So an alliance is basically just three teams competing together.
Oh, okay.
So they're working together.
Okay.
And those alliances compete against the other alliance.
Okay, good. And so what do you do? Who do we have here?
This is Trinity.
Okay, and who? What? How do you compete against the other alliances, and what do you need to do?
What we need to do is we need to bring gears to the airships that are on the field, or we have other teams that can score fuel in the boilers. Okay. They're pretty much wiffle balls. So we do one of those things, and the one that gets the most wiffle balls or gears wins, depending on the rotors.
Okay.
The rotors on the airship that you place gears on the airship for. And
okay. So what do the airships fly, or what's that? I don't know.
No, the airships are actually just bolted to the ground. Each airship has four rotors on it. That's why we deliver the gears to them, and for every rotor, there's the number of gears that need to turn that rotor are more.
Okay.
More. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm looking for words.
Yeah, that's fine.
They're more, and then if we get all four rotors, then we get an extra ranking point, which will seat us up in ranking for the competition.
Okay. Maggie, tell us a little bit about the regional. Well, you're up in Duluth, and how that went, what that experience was like.
Well, we competed in our qualifying matches, and we, at the end of the qualifying matches, we were ranked 17th, and then we were chosen by the fifth seed to be in the finals, and then we made it through the semifinals, and we lost in the Yeah, we made it through the quarterfinals, and we lost in the semifinals to the first-seeded Alliance.
Okay. All right, Alexis Nygaard, how do you score points then? How do you score points? Is it something like what Trinity was explaining?
Yes. You bring gears to the airship, and climbing, we have to climb a rope.
Okay.
And fuel.
So who's driving the robot, or who computes it? Who does that?
Brandon does.
Oh, Brandon. Okay.
Yes, he programmed it.
Okay, he programmed it. So you each have a different thing then, right?
Yes.
Okay, what's your job, Alexis?
I keep track of batteries and
okay.
That stuff.
Okay, make sure that none of the batteries go dead, right?
Yep.
Okay, that would be important. All right, Bettina?
Yep.
What do you like about being on the robotics team?
What I like most personally about the team is how I'm able to kind of experiment with different mechanical components. And what I like the most about competition is going around and meeting all the different teams and all the different people on the teams and just the thrill of competition. Like, it's such a family-like bond you make with your team. It's a really amazing experience.
All right. Is it a spectator sport? Can people come watch?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. I remember in Iowa just this year, by the time that quarterfinals, just finals in general came around, we had the entire, just about the entire grandstand of the stadium we were in packed with people.
Wow. Tyson, does a lot of family members come down and watch, or how many events do you have a year?
We'll usually have one regional, and then we'll go to state and then possibly nationals. And my family goes to almost everyone.
Okay. All right. And Brandon, what do you like about being on a robotics team?
It's just great. Even if you're just in it for 1 year, it's a great learning experience. There's nothing that can really beat it.
Okay. So they told me you compute the robot. How difficult is that?
There's kind of a learning curve to it, but it's pretty easy once you pick up on it.
Okay. So if something fails, does everybody look at you then, or what?
Sometimes, yeah.
What's that?
Programmer's fault.
All right. I'm going to go around and ask each of you, Trinity, why are you on the robotics team? Why did you try to join?
The main reason that I tried to join is because it was activity that actually was associated with the career field that I wanted to choose, but once I started getting into it and meeting all the people in it, then that's when our family bond came, and that's one of my favorite parts about this.
Okay.
And then when we went down to competition, then it's just a whole other experience that you can't get from any other sport.
Okay. Is there a name to this robot? Do you name it?
Yeah, his name is Murphy. The story around it is one of them is going to have to get straight for you. So.
Okay. All right, I'll let Bettina explain this, or Tyson, why don't you?
So initially, when we first built our practice bot, and it was just kind of a little brainstorming session between a couple of us. Oh, what are we going to name this thing? And, you know, I kind of go with the first name that pops into mind, Murphy. And then later I told my dad this, and he's like, oh, Murphy, like Murphy's Law. And I'm like, yeah, sure, that's exactly what I meant.
All right, Maggie, why did you join robotics?
Well, at first I joined because my dad was the coach. And
well, that's a good reason.
He was kind of telling me about it, and I'm like, oh, that actually seems pretty interesting. And I was also, like, it kind of relates to what I want to do after high school and what I want to be when I get a job.
Okay.
So, and then once I saw, like, what it was, I really, like, I'm like, okay, yeah, I want to do this. This is something fun that I enjoy to do.
Okay. Well, we know Brandon's the programmer, and Trinity, what are you again? What's your job?
I CAD the robot on a computer. What CAD is, it's just a program where you go in and you draw virtual items, and then you put them all together to make something. It's easy once you get it, but
okay.
That's right. My job.
Okay. And Maggie, what's yours?
Well, I made the bumpers, which is basically what protects you if another robot comes and hits you.
Oh.
And then I also do things with, like, making videos and taking pictures and things like that.
Okay, good. Alexis, why did you join the robotics team?
I just like to try new things, and robotics seem pretty fun.
All right.
And
is it hard to learn?
No.
Okay.
It is, well, you do learn some stuff while you're in it.
Yep. And what's your job on the team?
I scout, and I also...
You scout? What does that mean?
I keep track of other robots and how many, like, points they score, and...
Okay. Well, that's interesting. All right, good. And, Bettina, your job, and why did you join? Oh, did I ask you that already?
I don't believe
so. Okay, go ahead.
I am currently the build captain on the team, so I oversee all of the mechanical aspects and, like, the design and putting together the robot. Oh. It's a lot of trial and error. It's a lot of fun, though.
So you're the smart one then, right?
I'd say there's a lot of us on the team that are really smart. <That's right. laughs> I initially joined robotics because when I first saw the sign up for it, I've always kind of liked taking things apart and seeing how they worked, mm-hmm. and I figured, oh, fighting robots, this should be pretty fun. But as throughout the years, I fell in love with it. You know, it's being able to explore new things and learning how things work.
Okay. And Tyson, how about you?
I am part of the build team. I help Bettina build the robot, design it, and everything. I am the safety captain, so I make sure everyone wears their safety glasses when they're around equipment.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think about a safety captain, huh?
Yeah. They're pretty big at the competitions, so make sure that everyone doesn't have any open-toed shoes or anything.
Okay. All right, real good. Well, there's no seniors on the team, so you all be back next year, right?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Thanks a lot for your time, and best of luck on Saturday. Where is it held at?
Marucci? Marucci okay, Center in Minneapolis.
Yeah, okay. Yep. All right, thanks a lot, guys. Let's talk with head coach Dave Raddix. Let's get Dave over here. Dave, tell us a little bit about this year's team.
Well, we went into this year trying to do some different things. We brought in the AutoCAD, or SolidWorks, I guess is what you want to call it, for the 3D CAD program to help us speed up our season versus just trying to troubleshoot and throw stuff together and say that doesn't work. So by putting it in the computer, it saves us time, and there's going to be an interference with the part moving or something, we can see that ahead of time.
Oh, okay.
So then the next biggest thing that we wanted to do was vision tracking. So the first 15 seconds of our match, the robot actually drives by itself from pre-programmed instructions. And so we have a video camera on our robot, and it picks up targets on the field, and it's got to go drive and deliver a peg.
Oh.
So that was the first year that we were able to do that autonomous step. So those two things really put us to the next level. We created a practice bot for the first time ever. So when we only got 6 weeks to build our robot, after that 6 weeks period, it's got to go in this bag that you see here. Mm-hmm. And then by having the practice bot, our competition wasn't until 3 weeks after our competition. Oh. We were able to continue driving and practice and get better and ready for our competition. Oh. And it just really, really stepped up our team this year.
Okay. Yeah, exciting time for you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's really great. We made it to the state tournament again. This is the second time in our 3 years of existence. Right. So we have a really young team. And like you said earlier, I think we don't have any seniors. A lot of sophomores, freshmen, and one junior, or a handful of juniors. And, you know, we're going to be back again next year.
Yeah, I understand there's 211 robotic teams in Minnesota, and you're one of 36 at state.
That is correct, yeah. And out of those 36 teams, there's only one class for robotics. So it's not like basketball or baseball where you have 4A, 3A. Mm-hmm. So we're competing against all these metro schools that have a lot more mentors, engineering help, financial help. So it's really a testament to our team on getting there and doing as well as they have.
All right, real good, Dave. Well, best of luck to you and the team, and keep us informed of what's going on tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Dave Raddix, head coach for Lock Brawl Valley Robotics team. They'll be down in state tournament, and we'll be on social media. We'll let you know how they did. And, Dave, I understand you can watch it on Prep 45?
Yes, the stream will be on the internet. If you just come to the Lock Brawl webpage, lqpv.org, right now I have a post up there with robotics. I have a link to the live stream. There's a link to event data and a link for live results, so you can actually go in and see the scores as they're happening.
Okay.
So,
and when does it start tomorrow?
Qualifications round start at 8:30 tomorrow morning.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you much.